This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a special fundraiser that's going to be coming up for the Adrian Ray Literacy Center. Happy to have on the program once again with me is Rhea Sinicheski, the executive director there. And Rhea, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And before we get into the actual fundraiser itself, remind us about what the Adrian Ray Literacy Center is.
Sure. At the Literacy Center, we provide literacy services for adults in Lenawee County and the surrounding areas. So we work with adults who want to improve their reading or writing skills, maybe even their math or digital literacy. Whatever they're looking to improve, we can help them with that. So we serve both adults who are native English speakers who maybe struggled in school or dropped out or whatever the situation might be, and they just want to improve so that they have a little bit more opportunity when it comes to career, to be able to read to their children, things like that.
Yeah.
And then we also have ESL, English as a Second Language learners who are coming, and some of them are learning English conversationally for the first time as well, but some of them have conversational English and really want to improve their reading for some of the same reasons.
So where are you located at then?
We are on the Siena Heights campus.
Okay. And very easy. Got a sign out there in front to identify where you're located at there on East Siena Heights Drive.
Yes, we are right next to the McLaughlin Science Building.
Yes. Okay. You know, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to provide to those people who are wanting to improve themselves, too. And this is offered. They don't have to be referred. They can just come to the Adrian Ray Literacy Center? How does that work, Rhea?
Sure. They can. Sometimes they come because they heard about it from their friends or their family members, but anybody can stop by. We actually have a lot of people who just stop by and say, hey, can I get services here? You can call. You can email. Our website is www.adrianray, which is R-E-A, literacy.org, and we have a tab on there called Tutors, and you can click on that and fill out the information, and it'll send us an email, and then we'll get back to you. So we have staff that speak both English and Spanish, so if somebody needs to fill that out in a different language, we can understand it or use Google Translate, so we'll get you connected.
Absolutely. Well, that's wonderful. Well, to provide these services takes money, too. So you're going to be having a really neat fundraiser for this, Rhea. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, we're really excited. This is our first ever fundraiser. Up until last year, we were a program of the Adrian Dominican Sisters. So we've been sponsored by them in the past. And now we're an independent nonprofit, which does mean we get to do fundraising as part of our overall budget. We do have a lot of supporters out there, but we are trying to not only raise some money, but help people understand what we do, the impact that we have. One thing I didn't mention is that we are really volunteer-led. We only have a small staff of 3 people, including myself. And so we have volunteers that come in and tutor individuals. So they meet with them every week for 2 hours a week. And so we have a lot of people that we are impacting on the side of providing services, literacy services, but it's really life-changing for the volunteers as well. So
we
want to be able to tell that story.
Yeah.
So what we decided to do, we want it to, you know, be literacy-themed. So we're doing an adult spelling bee. And we are super excited. It's going to be a fun night. It's not going to be a typical elementary spelling bee. We're not going to make anyone stand up there and, you know, define a word and then spell it out into the microphone. We're just going to have teams of adults, and they'll work together to spell out a word. We're going to probably have some fun themes for the rounds. You do not have to spell. You don't have to participate in the spelling bee. You can just cheer from the audience or, you know, maybe do some heckling or whatever you want to do. But it'll be a fun night. So we'll have people on stage periodically for different rounds. Spelling words, we'll keep points, we'll have trophies at the end.
Oh, wow.
But in between, we're going to have a lot of activities to keep it fun for the audience as well. Some games, some door prizes, things like that. So it's at the Adrian Armory on, April 16th. It'll be excellent food, drinks. That's all included in the ticket price, which is $50. And so it's just a fun night to socialize, learn about what we do, and perhaps get up there and compete.
Yeah. I think this is a great idea when I saw that you were going to be doing this as a fundraiser. And I thought, how appropriate an adult spelling bee, for this to raise funds for the Adrian Ray Literacy Center. Who came up with the idea?
Well, I mean, it was me, but okay. I didn't come up with the original idea. There's other places that have done spelling bees. So yeah. I kind of, there's another literacy center in Michigan that I saw was doing one. So I kind of reached out to them and said, do you mind if we do our own take on this? Because we have it set up a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And so they've been really helpful. That's the Dominican Literacy Center in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
And then I found out there's quite a few places across the country. So we've been looking around and trying to create an event that would be Lenawee County specific and
sure.
fun for the people in our community.
Yeah.
So we're doing a pretty relaxed night, casual fun. We have an MC. I'm going to say her name wrong, but her name is Maya Gangarhadan.
Okay.
Sorry, Maya, if I said that wrong. But she often hosts at Farver. She does trivia night.
Okay.
And she's done music bingo at Mammoth. And she's great. So she's going to make it really fun as well.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So how do they get tickets? You said it's a ticket, $50 per person.
Sure.
Okay. Now, how do they get those tickets then?
Yep. You can buy tickets online. So again, you can go to our website, which is www.adrianrayliteracy.org. And there's an event tab there, and there's a spot there you can click and buy tickets right there. If you would prefer to send a check, you can just give us a call. All of our information is there too, but our number is 517-264-7322, and you can call and send in a check. We're not actually issuing tickets. We're keeping track of who's purchased them, and then you just check in at the door.
Okay.
Give us your name.
All right. Is there a deadline for them to get the quote-unquote tickets?
Well, there's our deadline and the caterer's deadline, but we'll say right around April 9th,
sure.
April 10th is probably a good time to
okay.
have your plan solidified.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense because if you're going to be having a little bit of food there too, that certainly makes sense as well. This is really great, and I think it's really fun to be able to either participate or not participate by just being a spectator at that. And but yet learning more about what the Adrian Ray Literacy Center actually does, Rhea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're excited. We're making some videos right now of tutors and learners and giving them a chance to tell their story and what an impact it's made in their lives. So, I can talk about it all day, but it's nice to hear from people who are actually utilizing the services
sure.
and who've been able to volunteer and see, what it's done for them.
Absolutely. And it really does make a difference. And not only for their lives, but to be able to improve themselves, whether it be, like you mentioned before, in their jobs or just being able to read to their children. Just be able to know what they're reading, and especially with the English being a second language for them. What a great opportunity this is
mm-hmm.
To be able to have this service available here in Lenawee County.
Yeah, we actually serve a lot of people. Lenawee County, 17% of adults have low literacy, which is pretty similar to the state average, but that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can meet you where you're at. We can help you with whatever your goals are. Just real quick as an example, one of the people, you'll hear her story at the event, but her name is Susan, and she's from here, from Adrian area growing up. And, an English, native English speaker, and she had dyslexia, and she didn't really get diagnosed with that in school, always had a hard time, and got diagnosed later in life. She's a CNA. She's a great CNA. She does wonderful work, but she was making some mistakes, transposing letters and numbers, which obviously is important in that field.
Yeah.
So when she came to us, she kind of said, I was told I have dyslexia, and I don't really know if I'm going to be able to get much better, but I really want to be able to at least do my job well. And so she's been coming weekly for many years, 7 years, I think.
Wow.
She started right before COVID. So even during that time, her and her tutor mailed each other work back and forth about 2 years.
Wow.
But she's gone through, when I was looking at the curriculum she's gone through, which she's gone through so many, she really started at about a first grade level, and now she's reading at a seventh or eighth grade level.
Excellent.
In that time, and, doing great at her job. So It really can make a big difference in people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, there is a big example right there to come and help support what the Eder and Ray Literacy Center is doing right here in Lenawee County. And I think that's a great example there, Rhea, to show how important what you're doing there is.
Yeah, and we're really proud of her. We just had a big celebration for her because she finished the program. So there was a lot of smiles, a lot of tears. You know, we connect after seeing each other every week for years.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good for her. That's great. Well, Rhea, let's run down once again when the fundraiser is going to be. The Adult Spelling Bee is going to be when and where?
Sure. It's April 16th at 5:30, and that's at the Adrian Armory.
Okay. Right next to us.
Yes.
Yep. 230 West Maumee Street. Tickets are $50 per person. And how can they get them once again?
Sure. They can call us 517-264-7322 or visit the website, which is www.adrianrayrealiteracy.org.
Okay. Very good. Rhea, thank you so much for being
thank
on the program.
You. Really appreciate it.
Look forward to having you back to talk more about the Eder and Ray Literacy Center. Keep up the great work that you're doing over there, too.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. This has been Community Conversation. My guest, Rhea Stanishevsky, the Executive Director at the Eder and Ray Literacy Center. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.